Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. As I mentioned before the break, we have with us today Rick Benthal, Director of Marketing with Boone Hall Plantation. Rick and his team at Boone Hall just finished a very busy week with the ever-popular Lowcountry Strawberry Festival. I know it's probably a little too much rain than they would have liked this year, but it was a lot of fun for a lot of folks because I live near there and it was always very busy. And now they're getting ready to share their fresh vegetables and fruit through the community-supported agriculture program. Welcome, Rick.
Well, it's great to be here, Rebecca. Thank you for having us.
Well, thank you again, Rick, for being here. And I want to talk first about the history of Boone Hall Plantation. It is the most widely photographed historical plantation in the United States. And most of us know that it was featured on the TV miniseries North and South. But it is more than a movie set, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Rebecca. It's what's... Boone Hall Plantation is so many things. It's, a lot of people, because it's America, like you mentioned, it's America's most photographed plantation. And one of the reasons it is because of the Avenue of Oaks, I mean, which is one of the most spectacular entrances anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. It's a 3/4 mile of 270-year-old giant oak trees draped with Spanish moss. It's absolutely spectacular and breathtaking to see. Those trees, Major John Boone founded Boone Hall in 1681 on the banks of the Wampanoag Creek. His son Thomas Boone was the one who actually planted those giant oaks in 1743. It would take 200 years for them to meet overhead.
Oh my goodness!
Basically, to form today's scenic, timeless corridor into over 300 years of history, beauty, and grace. But to give a little bit more background about that, Major John Boone's, it's more than Boone Hall's, much more than just the Avenue of Oaks. Mm-hmm. It's there's a lot of history behind it. For example, a lot of people may or may not know that the great grandsons of John Boone were John Rutledge and Edward Rutledge. Basically, John Rutledge was the first governor of the state of South Carolina, one of the original writers of the Constitution. And Edward Rutledge was the youngest signer of the Declaration of Independence. So two of the founding fathers of this country came from the Boone Hall family tree. And, of course, then we have a variety of historical buildings that are the slave cabins were built between 1790 and 1810. The smokehouse that's on the property is one built in the 1700s, one of the oldest, top 10 oldest buildings in the state of South Carolina. We have Exploring the Gullah Culture, which is one very, very popular attraction that that gives one of the only live presentations of about that particular culture in the area. We're well known for a lot of our special events, as you talked about. We had the Strawberry Festival this past weekend. We're trying to line up some summer concerts. In the fall, we have the Boone Hall Pumpkin Patch, which has become one of the largest pumpkin patches in the state. We had last October, when we did have good weather, we had over 40,000 people during the month of October. Boone Hall Fright Nights is the largest multi-attraction haunted event in the state. We have battle reenactments, Wine Under the Oaks. The list goes on. You've already mentioned the connection to Hollywood. We've had, of course, The Notebook, which is every girl's one of their favorites. It was parts of that were shot at Boone Hall. You mentioned North and South. We've had American Idol come out there. So our connection to Hollywood is there. But we also, and what we're here to talk about today in detail, is we have a farm. We have 120 acres that's been continuously growing crops for over 300 years. That's over three centuries. There's not a whole lot of those left. And we're very proud of all the things that come under the Boone Hall umbrella. We're grateful and somewhat proud that, if you look around the Lowcountry and you go through all of those things I've just listed that comes under the Boone Hall umbrella, you'll be hard-pressed to find anybody that has more than we do.
Well, and you stay obviously very busy, and I would think with maintaining trees that are over 300 years old. 276 years old, and we want them to get older, so I would assume they would need a lot of TLC, and you've got the plantation home itself.
272, I was wrong.
But again, they've been around. We want to keep them around. And then, of course, you've got the Boone Hall events and attractions. It takes a village, I'm assuming, to keep everything running.
It's the greatest job I've ever had. I will tell you that.
Wonderful.
Boone Hall owner Willie McRae, he's extraordinary in so many ways. He has such a he's always trying to get his measure the heartbeat of the community, the pulse of the community, and see how he can what he can do to engage the community in Boone Hall. He, you know, when he was a little boy, he was awed by Boone Hall just like a lot of us were. And he grew up on the plantation, and as he grew up, he said, well, how can we get, you know, we know that when tourists come to the area, because of who we are and what we are, there's going to be a certain amount of them coming to Boone Hall. But we live in this community, and we want to make sure that Boone Hall stays a very important part of the community. And so how can I get more people involved in Boone Hall? Well, one of the ways he started doing it was his vision to start working with the Charleston Restaurant Association for the Low Country Oyster Festival and the Taste of Charleston. It was, you know, in 1996, he started the Strawberry Festival. Basically, it was started as a 3-acre U-Pick patch, and people came out and picked strawberries, and it was a big hit right away.
And I was one of them. I've said on the show before that I have three sons, and when they were little, we came out, and we had a blast.
Then he started the Strawberry Festival, next year, and now that's grown into the event that it's grown where we, you know, it covers, you know, over 50 acres of the plantation when it's staged with festival rides and shows and attractions. Of course, plenty of U-Pick strawberries and a lot of different things. So, you know, it's another way. His mother and his father, Harris and Nancy McRae, felt a real commitment to the community to share this treasure that they had when they purchased the property, and he has carried on that tradition and that commitment in a lot of the ways he's done things, and it has fueled the vision for a lot of the different things he does with the community.
So. And one of the things that we've talked a lot about on Let's Talk Boomers when I've had guests on is the importance of food and bringing people together, bringing a community together. I mean, we all know that's what does
Everybody
it.
Everybody loves food.
We love to eat. We love food.
Charleston's known for food.
Yes, so. We are. Yes, we are.
History and food. That's our deal, you know.
And it's so wonderful that Boone Hall has now become a part of the community-supported agriculture so that someone like me can go by and purchase these wonderful fruits and vegetables during their prime season. So tell us exactly, tell our listeners what is a CSA, because until I joined Boone Halls a year ago, I really had never heard of it.
Well, what a CSA or community supported agriculture is, it is the local community is given an opportunity to, in essence, buy shares of the farm for a season, basically, where they will share in all the benefits of a bountiful season, and they also share in the risk in case something catastrophic were to occur. Mm-hmm. It's an investment that basically is for what they get the best things that are coming off the farm on that particular week, fresh, straight from the fields, basically, to their table. So it propagates the farm-to-table concept, which is really huge today because everybody's real health conscious. Everybody wants to eat healthy, and certainly produce and vegetables help you to do that. But you get a plentiful amount of those and whatever's coming off on the farm that week, you know, basically for your family to eat and enjoy and eat healthy.
Mm-hmm. And that's something that we definitely as boomers have place more emphasis on because we're all living longer. And as we live longer, we want to feel good and be healthy. And what a great way to do it. Besides, you know, just this is an awesome way to do it, to have the fresh fruits and vegetables on my family's table every week. And what I love about Boone Hall is that you also don't assume that I know what to do with all these fresh fruits and vegetables. You give us some recipes for whatever is going to be in my bin when I pick it up that week.
Yeah, we try. There's several different things. You know, first of all, there are a lot of good CSAs out there. The farming, I mean, I continue to be amazed by the farming industry in this country. It's worth mentioning that the farming industry makes up only 2% of the American workforce, but yet is responsible for providing over 50% of the world's food supply.
Say that again for our listeners,
okay.
Rick.
Now, the farming industry makes up 2% of the American workforce, but is responsible for producing over 50% of the world's food supply.
Wow.
That's some pretty impressive production.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
we want to say thank you to all our fellow farmers who are a part of that. And that the farm on Boone Hall is 120 acres. And, you know, our spring and summer CSA and our spring and summer fruits and vegetables, I've lived in South Carolina all my life, and I've eaten produce from all over. And of course, it may sound like, because I'm the marketing guy, it may sound like some marketing spin to say this, but I will tell you, you'll be hard-pressed to find produce that's any better than what you'll find coming off Boone Hall Farms. And I say that, again, proudly, but trying to, you know, not sound arrogant about it. Mm-hmm. It's fact. The Boone Hall Farms tomatoes, the Boone Hall Farms strawberries, the watermelon, the squash, the corn, it's good stuff. And it doesn't get any fresher because, you know, a lot of it is sold at the Boone Hall Farms market, where you pick up your CSA produce. Mm-hmm. It's across the street from the farm. So you're getting produce from across the street, not across the country, like you get when you go to some of the grocery stores.
And while we lamented the rain that we had last week, at least we had some rain to take care of our crops, because I think we're all paying more attention as a country to what's going on in California. And they're really paying dearly right now for trying to get water to their agriculture. So, you know, Low Country, we had some rain last week. It might have interrupted some things, but we had some rain. And so for our CSAs throughout the Low Country, that's a good thing, because we are starting the spring season now, and it's just not Boone Hall. It's lots of them out there that are getting ready for people that can go ahead and buy those shares. So let's talk about, is a CSA good for me and my family? I mentioned to you that I have all three sons living at home this summer. They're ages 16 to 22, so it's a good thing for me because they're going to eat the fruits and vegetables. But how do I know if it's a good thing for me and my family?
Well, I mean, as we've talked about, Rebecca, that we live in an information society, you know, where people, you know, how many of us would ever dream when we were growing up of picking up an item in a grocery store and looking at the fat calories in the back and on the back on the label? I mean, we're constantly monitoring stuff to try to be healthy and eat healthy. And so in order to do that, you basically, no, America's never been more conscious of trying to eat healthy, and fruits and vegetables will get a job done with that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as our particular CSA, a full share basically is like you have a family of five. You got three, as you say, large sons.
Yes.
You know, that's, you need to have a full share. But we also have half shares for smaller families that basically are essentially half the amount of a full share, so that because you know what we found is a lot of smaller families were buying. They want to support the local farm. It helps to be a part of the local farm. It's a win-win deal. They actually invest in the local farm, and they get some of the best fruits and vegetables there is available anywhere. So they eat healthy for themselves and their families and so forth. But what was happening was, they were getting a little too much with the full share sometimes.
Kale. I had lots of kale last spring and not as many people in my house. So.
To eat in a week. So that's why we're now offering, for the first time, offering the half share, which, you know, and we still have a few shares left. It's going to start the first week in May, so we still have a few shares.
All right, sign up out there.
Sign up. At Boone Hall. You go to boonehallfarms.com, and there's a link on the homepage right there that'll take you to a place where you can choose whatever option you'd like to have.
And listeners, if you don't live in the East Cooper area and Boone Hall Farms is not convenient to you, I do encourage you. I've talked about CSAs on Johns Island and other parts of the community. Go to theirs as well and see. You know, if you don't know,
support your local farmers.
Yeah, support your local produce, your farmers, and just ask them, do you participate in one, and check it out. And, you know, and check out the price. And I promise you, you'll find it a very affordable option when you realize what you are getting for that season. Now, Rick has been very generous, listeners. He has brought 4 admission tickets to Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens, 4 tickets. They are worth $20 each. I'm going to give all 4 of them away to the 5th caller today. And what you need to do is you need to call this number, 693-0537. 693-0537. That is the Let's Talk Boomers number, and you will get these 4 tickets to Boone Hall Plantation and Gardens, and you can treat guests in town, enjoy it as a family yourself. Thanks, Rick, for being here today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us, Rebecca.
And again, listeners, check out...
And thank you, community, for all your support. We really do mean that. Thank you.
And yes, thank you, listeners, and thank you, Rick, again. And check out more about all the events at Boone Hall by checking out boonehallplantation.com. And again, their community-supported agriculture program, CSA, is ongoing now. Go to boonehallfarms.com. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. And Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm with Rick Durkee with the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Rick, what are the steps to creating a sound financial plan?
Well, Rebecca, there's about 5 steps that one should go through when developing that financial plan, and then a final review, okay? So let me go over those really quickly with you. First of all, before your first meeting with a financial planner to develop this sound financial plan, you should establish your own personal goals. You should write some things down. You should also gather your data to bring to the first meeting. You're going to want to have all your account statements. You're going to want to have all of that financial information that he's going to need or she is going to need to look at. Then thirdly, you'll get into an analysis phase of this financial plan and evaluating the financial status. Now, what you can do to be prepared for that meeting is have a spreadsheet, develop a spreadsheet of your assets, put them all on one page, and use an Excel or just a Word document and just have those listed. Some of the best potential clients that we have at the Coastal Financial Planning Group come in prepared with that information. They also have a budget. They look at what their individual expenses are, and then they look at what the income is coming in for income planning purposes. So there's a lot of pre-work to do in that first meeting. However, if you do it, you'll be prepared. And then when you get to step 4, which is develop the plan, use a certified financial planner to do that, folks. Make sure that you have a good, sound financial plan. And then 5th, you implement the plan based on the recommendations that that financial planner has for you. Final stage is you make sure that you do annual reviews at least with your CFO, your chief financial officer for your family, who is your financial planner, and make sure that you monitor the plan and make necessary adjustments.
Great advice, Rick. And you can learn more about Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group by visiting cfpgroup.biz. Fellow boomers, are you worried about managing your loved one's multiple drug therapies, potential medication errors, adverse side effects? I know I've worried with my mom. Well, Kelly Williams, owner of All Care Living Services, is here to help with their medication management program. Their licensed nurses can review prescription and over-the-counter medications and set them up weekly to provide oversight and peace of mind. Since 1998, they've provided certified in-home care with a heart to ensure you or your loved one's needs are met. Call 832-9888 or visit allcarelivingservices.com. And All Care is a great company to work for if you're a responsible caregiver looking for a rewarding and fulfilling career. There are employment opportunities right now. Call their employee hotline, 771-4271. Again, 771-4271. This has been another Let's Talk Boomers show. Let's Talk Boomers is presented by Rick Durkee of Coastal Financial Planning Group, Deborah Whitfield, 55-plus real estate with Caldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services. I'm your host, Rebecca M. Holtz, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday at 11 a.m. only on News Talk Radio 94.3 WSC.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Rick Durkee and the Coastal Financial Planning Group. Deborah Whitfield, 55 plus real estate with Coldwell Banker United Realtors, and Kelly Williams of All Care Living Services, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.